Wouldn't you agree that children should not die before their parents, and young men shouldn't die when they have a loving wife and three children who are 6 years old and under? I attended a memorial service last week for a 31-year-old man whose sudden and tragic death is beyond understanding. Years ago, when my son died, I learned that God doesn't always answer our why cries when tragedy rips into our lives, but He does hear our cries and draw near to us in response. I've learned God hears my calls for help. I will never doubt that, even if He doesn't answer my cries right away. I hope to build your faith today with a powerful promise tucked into Psalm 34. I'm actually surprised that I've done 281 episodes of Believe and Speak, and I've never gotten around to the verses that I'm going to be sharing today. These verses from Psalm 34 sustained me when my son died. I even wrote a book and recorded a CD named after Psalm 34, verse 18. If you need assurance that God is listening to your cries, then you'll be encouraged by today's message. We're going to discuss where God is when your heart is broken, what God has promised the righteous person, and how to pray when your heart is broken. If you've struggled to understand why God allows young people to die, then this message is for you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad you're here. I invite you to subscribe if you haven't already and turn on your notifications so you remember to join me each week as I read a few verses from the Bible and then give you a declaration drawn from those verses. I always ask you to say the Bible-based declarations out loud to empower your tongue with truth. Today I'm going to read Psalm 34 verses 17 through 19 from the New Living Translation. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Right there in Psalm 34:17, we can see the promise given to the people of God. God hears my calls for help. The Bible says it, and I believe it. Let's declare it. God hears my calls for help. My friend, God is not far away. Even though you can't see Him or hear Him or touch Him, God is as close as your heartbeat. In fact, Psalm 34:18 tells us exactly where God is when tragedy rips our hearts apart. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. I wrote a book years ago testifying to all the ways that God showed up after my son died. I named it The Lord is Close so that I wouldn't forget the promise in Psalm 34:18. I also recorded an album of cover songs that comforted me during that season of grief. You can still find the music on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and more. I'll share a link in the description. A woman bought that CD at an annual women's event and kept it in her car because her husband wasn't a believer and thought she was misguided to believe in an ever-present, loving God. The following year, she introduced herself to me at that same conference and shared a story about a serious car accident that she'd been in. Apparently, her car just began to spin out of control, and then it started flipping and tumbling. And she cried out to the Lord just as soon as she lost control. And she said, "Jesus, be near me, be with me, be close to me." And suddenly there was a light in the car. She saw it all around. It was a blinding light. And she felt held, cocooned even, as that car was spinning out of control. When it finally came to a stop upright, she walked away without a scratch, a bruise, a broken, no injuries at all. Well, when her husband saw the condition of that totaled car, he was shocked that nothing had, no harm at all had come to her. And she said, honey, it's because I prayed. I cried out to the Lord and he was with me. He was right there with me in that car. Well, of course, her husband didn't want to believe that. But then their little son goes, Mommy, Mommy, you're right. He was close. Look. The entire frame around where the windshield had been, because it had completely broken and cracked apart, had exposed that frame, and there was inside it, as if somebody had placed it there, the cover to my CD, and it said, "The Lord is close." That was pretty hard to deny that something supernatural had put that CD there as a testimony to that woman and her story. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The only condition for God's nearness in Psalm 34:18 is a broken heart. That's it. If your heart is broken, God is already close to you. Psalm 34 also assures us that, like that woman in the car crash, you don't have to be brokenhearted for God to be close by. The Lord rescues his people. My daughter Sarah wanted to do something to comfort her friend whose husband went to work one day and never made it home. So she bought a copy of the devotional Jesus Calling, and she packaged it along with some toys and treats for the children, and she dropped it off on the woman's doorstep the day after the accident that killed her husband. Later, that woman texted Sarah that she had taken the book with her on a walk to Dutch Brothers, their favorite spot, to get coffee. And she cried out to her hubby in heaven and asked, "What am I supposed to do?" She opened the book to a random page. Now, it's July as I record this message, and the page in that devotional opened to a day in October. Here is what she highlighted on that page and sent in a text as a screenshot to Sarah. When something interferes with your plans or desires, you tend to resent the interference. Don't push those unpleasant feelings down. Instead, let them come to the surface where you can deal with them. The best response to losses or thwarted hopes is praise. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wow. She texted Sarah along with that screenshot to say that that was exactly what she needed to hear from heaven. The Lord rescues his people. He is so compassionate and loving. He hurts when we hurt. And while we don't always understand his ways, we know he is kind and good. At the memorial service, we sang Brandon Lake's song, "Praise You Anywhere," which I'll link for you in the description. I snapped this shot of the platform of the packed church because I wanted to remember the verses that that young widow put up there to comfort her that day. I hope they comfort you as well. John 13:7 says, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." Jesus spoke those words to his disciples right before he died. The other verse on that screen is Matthew 25:23, which says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." God's ways are beyond figuring out, but when you're hurting and confused, center yourself by declaring this truth: God hears my calls for help. And then call out to him with confidence that he does hear you and he will answer you, just like he did for that woman walking to Dutch Brothers, who heard from God through a random page in a book when she cried out for help. He hears you too. Believe and speak today's declaration with me: God hears my calls for help. I have one more point that I want to make about how to pray when your heart is broken. But first, if this message is speaking to you, would you tap or click the like button? Also, please share this with someone you know whose heart has been broken so they can be comforted by the promise in Psalm 34 that the Lord is close to them and will rescue them. My final point today is this: pray like you're talking to your closest friend. When Sarah's friend cried out after her husband died on that walk to Dutch Bros, she didn't say, "Almighty, ever-present God, I beseech thee, answer my prayer offered in humility with righteousness." No. She cried out to her husband by name and sobbed, "Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do." God answered her desperate cries for help because he loves her even more than her husband does, and he is able to do what her husband can't. Think of prayer as an intimate conversation with someone who is both powerfully able and lovingly willing to answer your cries. There's a scripture in Proverbs, of all places, which means it was written long before Jesus lived and died, and yet it speaks to the heart of my message today. "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." I love the "but" in that sentence. If you have a relationship with Jesus, then you have a friend that sticks close by, hears your cries, and rescues you. My heart aches especially deep for brokenhearted people who don't have a friend in Jesus. Proverbs 18:24 says they will come to ruin, and I've seen it. I will never forget attending a support group for the parents of children that had died. It was called Compassionate Friends, and like many support groups, it began by you introducing yourself and then saying how long you had been bereaved. Well, as we went around the circle, I very quickly discovered that I was the most recently bereaved. My son had just recently passed, and so I figured I was the most hurt, the most broken, in the darkest place of anyone. I mean, there were some women that had been there 4 or 5 years coming to this support group. But I tell you what, I soon found out that I was actually in a much better place than many of them because I know Jesus. One woman talked about how angry her husband was with her because she kept calling up this psychic hotline, and the price of the phone bill was phenomenally large. Another woman had paid for a medium to come into her home and call up her dead child so she could try and get some answers. I just had to say, all of those are bringing you to ruin, right? This is not where you're going to find answers. And like I said before, God may not answer our whys, but he will draw close. He will rescue us when we belong to him. If you don't know Jesus, I hope and pray that you take a moment right now to invite him to be your Lord and Savior. He died to give you eternal life, and all you have to do to receive that gift is plain and simple and spelled out in Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. If you pray to receive Jesus, then you have been made righteous by faith. Psalm 34:19 says, "The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time." Cry out to Jesus to be rescued, and he will rescue you. And when you cry out to him, pray like you're talking to your closest friend. God loves you, and he wants to spend eternity with you. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the promises in Psalm 34 that you are close to us when our heart is broken, that you rescue us when we cry out to you, that you hear our cries because of your love for us. And it's our faith, Father God, that makes us righteous. It's our faith that makes us absolutely assured of your love and willingness to rescue us. And so, God, I pray that anyone listening who doesn't know Jesus would make that commitment today. Surrender their own ways and means and good works and all they're trying to do, Father, to the finished work of Jesus on the cross, and receive you as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, for those who do trust in you, I pray that they would sense and know that you are as close as their heartbeat. Father God, you give us peace in the midst of a trial and a storm, just like you did for my daughter's friend who heard from her husband through the words of a devotional. And you've done so many times. I had to write a book about all the ways you showed up for me when my son died. You are faithful, and you do comfort us when we need comfort. And so, God, I pray that comfort over anyone hurting right now. I pray again that they would sense and know that you are their peace. Your presence is an assurance that all will be well. And so, Father, I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for coming back to my channel. If you've been here before, and if you're new, I thank you as well, and I hope you'll join me again. My messages are designed to build your faith, encourage your heart, and always testify to God's love. Please click or tap the like button, also subscribe and share. For a follow-up message, if you're hurting, a good video to watch next is called Two Simple Steps to Survive Any Storm with Jesus. Just click the thumbnail that you're going to see on your right and tell a friend what you learned today. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.